Blog Talk Radio.
Turn up on dance today. All the lads are kicked up today. Off the dance, baby. Just when them kick it over, just when them kick it down. We give them another one.
Choose to Do is the title of this poem. It's written by Agnes Lane. Some of the people in this world will die old. Some of them will die younger than told. People doesn't control life or death as we know. Only God knows our destiny ending with death to show. You should live each day as if it's your last. Because if you have a future, you had a past. Your past life experiences were lessons taught. You supposed to have changed your future. It can't be bought. You can have millions of dollars and still go to hell. Even some people will go there as well. Going to church every week doesn't secure you in. Repenting, confessing, and living for God, you will win. Faking, shaking, and pretending, you can't fool him. That will only make your chance to heaven more slim. Sorry if I have offended anyone. I didn't mean to, but for some reason, he wants you to know the truth. Your life is as short as you make it out to be. He has given all of us a chance after chance. Can't you see? Could have been that time you'd hardly have no air. Or that time that vehicle came too close out of nowhere. You should know he loves us all the same way too. But we all will be judged according to what we choose to do.
Welcome to the show, man. Hey, this is Chop On It Radio Network. We appreciate everybody that's called in and everybody that's tuned in online. Y'all know I'm the mister. We do have the Brianna McVeigh live on air with us. She on the line. So, man, we all excited about getting this interview session in, man, this chop session in. We will be playing her music as well during this session. We're going to bring her on. We're going to talk with her. We're going to find out some things about her. So y'all sit back and enjoy. Let's bring on the team. We got to bring on YL Dallas, and we got to bring on Night Train, the brand, check in with the team. YL Dallas, what's going on, Femo?
Hey, what's going on, Femo? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good, man. Ready to get this interview session in, this chop session in, man. Very excited. Night Train, the brand, man. What's going on out there in Dallas, Texas?
Night Train, the brand, gang, by all of that boy, muddy, muddy situation. Coco Reed on me, make them hate on me. Soldier, what's good, man?
Man, you already know, man. We amped up, man, for this Brianna McVeigh session, man.
Yeah,
I know when
I'm
we
ready,
first played
man.
That. Yeah, when we first. And big shout out to Mama Lane, too, that Porsche drop right
yeah,
there,
Mama
man.
Lane
Mama Lane
was
deep.
Good.
Yeah,
yeah
man. Mama Lane, one of my favorite Porsche. Yeah.
With a new
man.
Porsche album, Famo. So they need to get ready
yeah.
for that one.
Hey,
yeah,
y'all gonna hear some more Mama Lane
today.
Poetry.
It was windy
oh, yeah.
today. Woo! In
oh
Dallas,
yeah, man.
It was windy today, bro. Like for real, for
yes,
real.
Yes, I was down here.
Windy, like I thought I was at a beach. You hear me? That kind of wind.
yeah,
I tell you. Frankie saying was windy. It is windy in the cover.
Yeah.
Well,
man,
hey, I'm in half now. I'm in the half now,
yeah.
though.
I
yeah,
am
yeah, it was pretty.
Still messing with me.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Right. So, man, like I said, if y'all been following us, man, if y'all been tuned in with Chop On It Radio, man, y'all know we do our Dynamic Women series, and this is a part of our Dynamic Women series, man, where we like to show, you know, some respect, man, support to the dynamic women out there, man. So we definitely have a dynamic woman on the line with us, man. So we definitely getting ready to get her on the line, which I know we got to do it right, man, right? We got to do it right, Chop On The Radio, do it. So before we bring her home, man, we got to do it right.
my soul. He's the one who made me whole. He picked me up, turned me around, and then he placed my feet on solid ground. Oh, that's so.
Brianna McVay. You can find me on social media on Facebook under McVay Music Group. Also on Instagram and TikTok as Brie McVay. That's B-R-I-M-C-V-A-Y. The name of my song that just dropped is titled Jesus. And stay tuned because there's more music coming from me. You can catch on it on Chop On It Radio.
Welcome back to the show, man. Let's go ahead and get it started. We got to bring Miss Queen Brianna McVay live on air with us. Brianna, welcome to the show. How you feeling tonight?
Hello. I'm feeling good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Glad we got you on the show. We was able to work that out, make that happen. Very excited. Night Trainer Brand, YL Dallas, they both on too, so they'll be on the radio as well. There's the other host, main host. Night Trainer Brand, man, I'm going to hand it over to you, man. Get into these questions, man. Let's get it.
I'm ready, man. How you doing today?
I'm doing good.
All righty. So let me ask you. Cause I'm a foodie. I eat food, and when I come up there, I'm gonna eat T-Fast, right, soldier?
Yeah, you talking about the fried?
Right?
Yeah, fried leg.
So, what's your favorite hood spot to go eat at, and why?
My favorite hood spot.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't call this a food spot, a hood spot, but, I mean, it's in North Tulsa. I'm not associating North Tulsa with the hood, so nobody from North Tulsa get offended. But I would say
it's good spots everywhere. Let me rephrase the question. What's one of your favorite spots to eat at?
My favorite spot to eat at, I would have to say, is Charleston.
What is that?
Man, I heard about Charleston.
Yeah, it's like a steakhouse. Here in Brooklyn.
I love steak. I eat steak. Wait a minute. You said steakhouse like Texas Roadhouse down here. Oh my God!
What kind of steak you like? Texas Roadhouse is one of my favorites as well.
Texas Roadhouse is one of my favorites, but
I do like Charleston's. They Charleston's has some bomb carrots. The pork chop is good. The smoked salmon is good. The steak is good. Yeah.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, speaking of steakhouses, have you ever heard of Salt Bay?
Salt Bay?
Yeah, it sounds like when you sprinkle the salt on his arm and then it go on the meat.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on, y'all ain't never heard of Salt Bae. I'ma tell y'all something. I stopped following Salt Bae because he didn't want to follow me back. I inboxed and told him. Man, look here, man. I've been following you for years. And I inboxed Famous Amos, but Famous Amos, y'all, oh, let me tell y'all. So, man, look, he made some of the best steaks. He put gold on his steaks, man, which I don't understand why you just paying like maybe $150 more for the gold wrap. Have y'all ever ate gold? Have you ever ate gold?
Gold?
Nope.
Yeah, like the sheet of gold. They put it on the steak, and it's like a little thin sheet of gold.
No, I don't think I have.
Would you eat gold?
You would not let me buy that. I'm too cheap and gold to eat.
Right. Look, I'm going to put it like this. Now, I know in some restaurants, you know what I mean, they do the gold shavings on certain foods. They do it on certain desserts and things like that, too, yeah. And they put it in certain drinks and stuff, too.
It looks pretty.
I got you, fam.
And they can add about $15 to your bill.
About $100.
No, I don't think $15. Well, it's up there. You hear me?
That lets y'all know what I feel like is charging too much. I started with a low number on purpose.
Hell no. Hell yeah. Hell, I wouldn't. So, okay, Charleston. All right, babe. We got that out the way. All right, let me ask you this.
Hey. Oh, no. It's my turn, Trey. My turn.
My bad, famo.
Now, Miss McVay, I'm YL Dallas, by the way. How you doing?
I'm
Young
good. How are you,
baby?
I'm all right. Now, I wanted to ask you, how did you get into music?
How did I get into music? Well, I would say that I was born into it. I come from a family of singers, musicians. So, yeah, I was really born into it. I born and raised in the church and just grew up singing. My grandmother played the piano at our church. My grandfather was a singer. He would sing all over. My aunt played the piano. My mother played the piano and sang. I have cousins, uncles, just the whole entire family. So I would say I was born into it.
Oh, man, that's lovely. That's lovely. Now, did you choose gospel or gospel chose you?
Say both. Just, you know, being reared in a spiritual home. You know, I love to sing and I love music. I love all genres of music, but I truly choose to sing gospel. I feel like the voice that I have is the voice that God gave me. It is a gift, and I just desire to use my gift to glorify him. And the best way that I can do that is to sing gospel music.
Have you ever had the urge to sing R&B? Now I know you sing R&B in the shower. Come on now. We 100K. I know you sing some Aaliyah. You got to sing some Aaliyah, Mary J, everything.
I listen to all genres of music, and so I do sing. So, for instance, like I sing at weddings. And so when I sing at weddings, I'll sing, like, you know, R&B songs, love songs. But as far as music that I actually that put out my own music and release, I choose gospel music. But
that's dope.
No.
Okay.
Birthday parties, you know, I'll sing some retirement parties. It's not always gospel, but it may be something that's inspirational. You know, just
You out there with it. That's dope. Let me ask you this. I heard that last note, too, on Jesus. Don't think I heard that thing. I say, she ran it. You ran it at the end. Yeah, you heard that? I say, Ooh. Okay, so let me ask you, if that was one take, did you say, hold up, let me turn this thing up?
Well, yes, that was one take. You know, when I was recording, I was just, of course, feeling it. You know, the anointing was all over me. Definitely could feel the presence of God in the studio. So that's what came out.
Okay.
Now I'm going to put you on the spot. You ain't got to hit some notes, but do you mind giving us a couple of lines from the song G?
Okay, so I'm going to sing I'll tell you my favorite part of Jesus is the second verse. Can't nobody do me like he can. He's always there to hold my head. He's my Lord, Father, and friend. My master, my savior, my Superman. Jesus is the one for me. Without him, where would I be? On him I can always depend. He'll always be there till the end.
All right, I like that. All right now. That's what I'm talking about. Definitely, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I told you, man, she got a beautiful voice, too. I got to ask you, what other, do you have any other music out there that, somebody want to go check it out or they want to hear some more from you? Is there anywhere they can go do that at?
Not right now. So Jesus was actually my very first song that I've written and released. I am working on more music.
Oh, wow.
I'm actually doing more music now. And so that will be coming out in 2022.
Okay, man, y'all definitely indie. Yeah, that is.
I will say the music that I will be releasing in 2022 is definitely, it is gospel, definitely versatile. Like the song I'm recording now, oh, my gosh, I love it. It's definitely, it has its own vibe. So it's different from Jesus. It's not too slow. It's not too fast. It's definitely a song that you can get in the car and ride to. It's a song that you could sing at a wedding or a wedding reception. This song could be played in kind of like one of those like poetry night type settings type environments where you've got the artist that's painting, music is played. You could actually sit on the beach. Like, this song is so soothing and relaxing. It has its own vibe.
Okay.
And so I'm excited about this song.
You don't have to keep us in contact.
Oh, you got it. When you do drop that song, please come to Top on the Radio and let us hear.
I sure will.
Yeah, because now you got us on the edge of your seats. And see, that's you had mentioned it, and I was going to ask you that about, like, performing. I know that they do some poetry show events where they do mix in different, genres and artists and different things like that. Would you be willing to do those type of performances at those type of events?
Most definitely, because this song that I'm recording now would definitely flow there. It definitely would. And you would actually, in a sense, you would probably forget that the song is about God. This song is pretty much, I would classify it as like, it's praise and worship, but maybe a little contemporary praise and worship. It's really like a love song, and it's a love song to God.
Okay. Yeah, okay, definitely, yeah, definitely. When you get that, let us know, because I want to hear it. And I'll ask you, too, about, okay, like when it comes to reading your Bible, what do you do? Like, do you got your own little zone, when you're at home, I know throughout the day you might, too, but when you're at home, how do you get yourself prepared for when you do, study your Bible?
So what I do, of course, I just go into worship. Whatever song that's on my heart, I like to go in my closet. That's like my secret place. And I like to do it in the dark. So I sit in the closet in the dark, pitch black, and I'll just kind of go into my flow or whatever song is on my heart. It might be, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. It may be something like that, a hymn. You know, I really love hymns. What a friend we have in Jesus is one of my favorite hymns of all time. And so then, you know, once I get into my song, then, of course, I'll pray, just talk to God, and then go to the scriptures. And just kind of in prayer, God will kind of lead me where he wants me to go. And so just go from there.
Okay. Okay. Well, definitely. So what do you want to achieve with your music? What's one thing you want your music to be able to do?
To just minister to people, minister to hurting souls, lost souls. I want my music to just bring people to God. God is so good. He's loving. He's so forgiving. He's awesome. And that's what I really want my music to do.
That's powerful. That's a great answer. Great answer. Why, Dallas, you still there, man? She hitting them all on the head, ain't she?
We
interview a lot of artists that they don't, you know what I mean, and how you describe it. You know, a lot of people just give, you know, general, you know, answers, just generic answers out there, you know what I mean? But the first thing you said, you know what I mean, that was key because, you know, God gave you that gift, and that's what you said. So definitely great answer. I can feel that. Why are you wanting to come in? Mr. Exclusive, you on there, Fembo? Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm here. I had to discuss some things with the wife.
Right.
But I'm done.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. Brianna, also YL Dallas is also a producer as well. And man, one of the, like I said, not just because that's Femo, but he's one of the best producers around this way. So definitely link y'all in together as well. Yeah, definitely. Might be somebody that, you know, you can do some work with. Y'all talk amongst yourselves, you know, handle that. But, yeah, boy, it's bad. YL, man, I mean, you know, I'm trying to put it out there. I'm going to let you do it yourself, though.
I don't make it about me, though, you know what I mean? But I would love to work with you because my wife is really trying to get me to go towards the gospel and because that's her favorite genre. Like, you commented on one of my posts earlier this week when I was asking people their favorite gospel song. And that was for my wife. Like, I have one gospel song I go to, and that's something, it's something about the name Jesus. Now, my wife, she's gospel all the way. She loves gospel to where she can listen to it all day and not have to hear any type of rap or even regular R&B. But I would really love to work with you because you're a gospel singer. Mm-hmm. Secondly, you could probably steer me in the right direction when it comes to that genre. But we'll discuss that. I have to
Well, hopefully we can, you know, work together on future projects. And since we're talking about producers, I would be so out of line if I did not shout out my producer. So I want to shout
you gotta
out
do that.
My producer, Mr. Adrian Robbins. Adrian A.R. Robbins of A.R. Entertainment. He is awesome. He produced this song, Jesus, the song that I'm recording now. He produced that. And then the song that I'm writing now, he is producing that as well. And so I just want to give him a shout out and
thank him.
It's been fun working with him.
Man, shout out to him. Much respect.
Man.
He did a good job.
You're a bad man. Cause that Jesus is something nasty in a good way.
Right. Yeah, in a good way, yeah. Shout man, big, much respect to him. Yeah, we're going to try to, you know, this is not going to be the last time we have you on the show, so hopefully next time we get you on, we can have him come on as well and get his, you know, his feedback from his position and watching you work as far as in writing, creating the songs, you know what I mean, getting in there and recording them, him working with you too. So, but how has that been with this song, Jesus? How has that experience been for you leading into your other projects, you know what I mean? Some of the things you took away from the whole process of completing that project with Jesus.
It has been fun. It really has been fun. This is really like a new experience for me. You know, I've always said for years, like when people ask, do I write music? No, I'm not a songwriter. No, 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 no. And I never even imagined that I would be writing songs. So I know this is truly a God thing. I feel like right now I'm on an assignment. Like this is what God has charged me with in this season of my life. And just to share, I know you asked me a question. It seemed like I'm going all around. But
hey, this show is all of look. When you on Top on the Radio, right? So when you on and it's your time, it's all about you. You talk as much as you want to. It's all about you.
We'll do that. We'll get off topic on accident.
It's truly a testimony, though, how this song came about. Because again, like I'm not a songwriter, and just happened to one night, in the middle of the night, about 3 a.m. I literally woke up out of my sleep because I could hear the Holy Spirit, and what I was hearing was the lyrics to the song Jesus, and I could hear the melody. I could hear my voice, and so I just grabbed my phone and just started singing what I was hearing in the spirit, and then I left it alone. I didn't think any more about it, and then 8 months later, I wake up in the middle of the night, and I hear the same song, the same lyrics, my voice, everything, and so I said, okay, God, I guess you want me to do something here. And so from there, I just took it as it's an assignment, and that's when I connected with the producer, Adrian Robbins, and the rest is history, and it's just been a fun experience. I actually enjoy it. I honestly, you know, I'm praying that I can do this full time. I would love to just be in the studio 24/7 putting out music. So.
Okay.
Now, Jesus was the first song. Now, was that the first song you ever recorded or the first time you was ever in the studio?
So it's the first song that I've ever written. Now, a year ago, my actual first time being in the studio and recording, it was with Lonnie Barker, L Boogie. He's a gospel rap artist. And I was featured on one of his songs, Beyond My Fault. And
yeah,
so that was actually like my first time being in the studio and recording. So that was,
but you've been singing
a year ago.
All your life, though.
Yes.
Yeah, but you've been singing. Yeah, you've been singing all your life. And, you know, it's time. Timing is everything. And right now, especially with everything that's going on, and you know what more than I do. So with everything that's going on in the world and with people and just everything, what you doing, you know, that's what's needed out here, because there's a lot of people that's confused, hurting. They looking and running to drugs. They looking and running to, you know, just different things, looking for that missing void. When they should be, you know, I mean, if you believe, if y'all believe like we believe, or if you don't, hey, that's y'all, salute to you, no problem. You can just sit back for a minute. But if you believe like we believe, then you really got to take that to the Lord. But a lot of people run to other things to fill that void. And when it comes to music, I actually had somebody that inboxed me, you know what I mean, about this when we had played the song in one of the middle of our mixes. And it touched people that would normally hear that type of music. So I definitely feel, so that's something personally that I know just with that song, and if it'll touch them type of people, like, not saying they bad people or nothing like that. I mean, you know, they might, you know, do a little rhyming, you know, whatever they do, they might do. But it touched them, and it had them sitting back really thinking about their life.
Yeah.
And that's the power of what you're doing because of how you're doing it and what you're doing it for. So hey, I got nothing but respect for you.
Oh, well, thank you. God is good. God is good.
Yes. And I'm glad you're motivated to keep going and keep doing it and creating. Like you said, you're already writing. Man, why any kind of like, you know, like tips maybe you want to give to her? Because, I mean, I know you done worked with so many, you know, different artists and produced so much music. Anything, man, that you might be able to tell her, you know what I mean, just she might be able to run with?
No, all I can say is keep going. And if I was to give you any advice, once you get a groove going, stay consistent.
Stay consistent.
That's all you
need. Keep going and stay consistent.
Because the key with the genre you're in really doesn't make a difference. It counts for everybody, but people are more willing to listen to your type of music for the first time without knowing who you are. So once you start getting these songs together, keep putting songs in people's faces. Because you can never have too many gospel records. You can never have too many.
Now, that's real.
Right.
That's real. And
that's just like,
this.
Like I said earlier.
Go ahead.
Hold on for a moment. Like I said earlier, now, my favorite song, the one song I know, is that something about the name of Jesus. But I've been bumping that Jesus in the morning on the way to work.
Awesome.
You know, it ain't an
wow.
everyday thing, but when I do hear it puts me in a tearful mood. You know, it puts me in a good mood where I'm ready to attack my day for what I have to do.
That's awesome.
So, and that's why I just say stay consistent, because you never know who's going to hear that song, and you never know who they're going to
hear. That's true. And the different platforms, too, I was going to say that's out there. Not all the people that, you know, listen or look for artists, different things like that, distribution and those type of things, not all of them just deal with just like rap or just R&B, you know, a lot of them deal with all genres, you know what I mean? So that's another key side, too, now about certain things now. But it's more easier now to get your music out there to different people than I would say it was in the past. So it's not like, you know what I mean, the message you have and going on with what YL was saying, we can never have enough of that type of music to fill our spirit, to fill our soul. So keep doing it.
Right.
Keep doing it. Keep pushing. Don't get discouraged. Pray over it. But you already know. You pray over it. God going to bless you like he been doing.
Yes, amen. I receive that. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Now, I know Jag the Official, he was on the line with us, too. He handling something. I know Night Train, he handling something as well. So, now, have you performed, we got a question coming in, have you performed live? Have you ever, like, did any live performances, even at church and things like that?
Oh, gosh, yes. Live performances at church, weddings, funerals, parties, corporate events, yes, all the time.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say it, but I like, well, he did say she sang at weddings, and, you know, that is a performance.
Yeah, that's a performance. You're right. That's right.
You know, but,
Jag the Official, we got you on there with us, Femo.
Man, come on with it, man. I had to put some juice on my phone.
Good, man. Well, you know, Femo, we got Brianna McVeigh on the phone, man. I know you was excited as well for this interview. I'm going to go ahead and let you, you know what I mean, ask her some questions.
Man, I really don't even really got a lot of questions for Bree, man. Bree know what it is over here with me. I've been, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just glad, really, just to see her getting into it, man. Like, I mean, everybody knows she should have already been doing, blessing us with that good music.
Right. Right. You know, I'm trying to be, but that's what I really want to say. Like, yeah, this been a long time coming, but it feels good.
Timing is everything.
Right. Look, Brito, I done tried to get her in the studio a million times, you know.
Timing.
That's why I said, nah, I'm just saying, man, this is good. It's good to see you doing your thing, yo. That's what's up.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Night train to bring brain game by all the good boys. I'm back here. Look here. Let me ask something. What TV shows you looking at? Like, do you look at the Atlanta Housewives, or you a Bravo girl, or you a VH1 girl, or you a TV1 girl? Like, what you looking at?
I'm kind of boring. I love the
Come
Home Channel.
Now.
The Home
Channel.
Love It Illicit. Yes, Love It Illicit. That is my favorite show. Like, I
What's
will
that?
Watch it.
What's that
so
for?
So, any of the shows where they, like, remodel homes, they flip houses,
oh,
and sell them more.
That.
Yeah,
I'm
so Love It Illicit.
So, you do the decoration part? Is you into the decoration part, or are you into the flipping the house part?
I love it. Flipping the homes, the whole remodel, everything. Love It
Illicit.
Yeah. So, like a couple, one person wants to buy another home, the other person wants to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So then they'll work with this couple that will, this lady will remodel their home for them. And at the end, you know, it comes down to, do they stay in their home now that it's remodeled, or do they go ahead, list it, and buy another home? So I love it. It gives me ideas. Home, you know.
Yeah.
And
you talking about real estate. You into that money, low-key. I feel you. No, that's dope right there. So let me ask you this, too. Huh?
I was going to say, and outside of that, I really don't have time to watch TV.
Do you check out podcasts? You YouTube anything? Like, do you do your own nails? Or you go to the nail shop?
I go to the nail shop. I do not do my own nails or my hair.
You don't?
No, I go to the nail shop. I go to the beauty salon and get dolled up.
That's dope right there. All right. Dope shit. You like to shop at the mall, or you like to shop at the house?
I shop at the house.
At the house, like on Amazon?
Now,
I ain't going to lie. Let me stop.
Amazon is my best friend.
Hey, look, what that fella say, man, women be shopping.
I even do my
on Amazon, I'm telling you, I grocery shop too. Hey, let me ask you this. Do you drink your Kool-Aid in the packages, or what kind of Kool-Aid you drink first before I give you my secret?
I don't drink Kool-Aid.
Oh, she don't drink Kool-Aid, bro. Boy, you don't drink Kool-Aid out the pickle jar. No.
Out the pickle jar? No, I don't do that.
Out the pickle jar? What?
She said that's a no-go drink.
Come on. You don't. So what,
you
drink
me? Kool-Aid.
Hell yeah, drink Kool-Aid. What?
She say, I didn't know she was still drinking Kool-Aid.
I feel like I shouldn't give her my little secret, man, about Kool-Aid. She don't deserve no my secret. Hell nah. She don't drink Kool-Aid. Why should I give her the secret about Kool-Aid? She don't drink.
It took me
my grandma drank Kool-Aid again.
Man, yeah, she needs to drink some Kool-Aid. That tropical punch. Oh,
tropical
my
punch
goodness. Why, hell, you mix that tropical punch with that Red Bull, fam, all that coconut. Mm. You done taste heaven. You hear me? My boss.
Red Bull coconut?
Yes, on ice, as they call that ice rocks. You put it on the rocks. Oh, my goodness. You think you done tasted heaven? Like, I'm telling you.
Now,
Kane,
you know I can't drink coconut Red Bull from my wife.
Yeah, y'all allergic to it. My bad. Only peach. My bad. Well, yeah, you add the peach, mama. Don't add the coconut. I drank all of it. Hey, Red Bull, cut the check, man. God damn it. I'm tired of this Red Bull. My little girl went to the, let me tell y'all a story real quick, fam. I was listening to this. You hear me? Listen to this real quick. This morning I was dropping my little girl off. I give her $6. I say, dang it. So give me, my bad, man. I'm about to kind of telly on you a little bit. Not a lot. So I give her $6. I'm going to whisper this, y'all. So I give her $6. I say, go buy me 2 Red Bulls. They should be 2 for $4.25 or $4.75, somewhere in there. I give her $6. She come back. She got the 16-ounce cans, YL. I say, God damn, boy, what the hell? I'm happy for a second. I'm like, nigga, I got Red Bull for like 6 days. You hear me? So then, I say, how much this cost? He say, $15. I say, I only gave her $6. I say, oh, my God. Y'all hear me, bro? I say,
yeah.
Like, she say, $15.
Yeah,
I only gave her $6. I say, so what you do? She say, see, they will buy two, you get two free. I say, damn, Darrell, why you get the 16-ounce can? I say, I just grabbed them, Daddy. So I say, you spend $10 in front of your extra money, Daddy. She say, yeah. She say, don't worry about it, Daddy. She say,
Any drinks and nothing.
So,
man.
I say, boy, I took a L for that one. I got my little girl money back, man. That was a lesson learned, you feel me? I say, boy, man, don't ever go buy those big ass cans like that again. You went and spent more money than what I gave you. You went into your own pocket. I like that. Don't ever do that, mama. That's
not her
dad. So it was a lesson learned. My bad, I had to tell y'all about that. But anyway, let's go back to this dope ass interview. So let me ask you this: in the studio, what have been your dopest session that you've ever had in the studio, or your craziest studio experience?
I don't think I've had a crazy studio experience. It's been fun. Let's see, the dopest. I enjoy the studio sessions, and I guess I really enjoy them because my producer, he's so professional. He is honest, even just with his feedback. You know, he doesn't just, like, if something don't sound right to him, he'll stop. You know, he really gives constructive criticism, you know, and so I really appreciate that about him. So they're all fun. They're all.
But let me ask you this: do you have your BMI, your DistroKid, and all your business side together? As far as how you, Nelson SoundScan and Media Database, you got all that in sync too?
Yes.
Oh, you shit. Okay. So you bring yes, the side on point. All right, you just ain't in there singing off the rip, getting your money away. All right, I like that. That's what I'm talking about.
Most
as long as you got your business, yeah, you got your business side together. That's what I'm talking about. You want 100K over here, so do you got any lingo you like to use? Because we use a lot of lingo, like 100K over here means, man, we the realest thing ever on earth. You feel what I'm saying? Do you got any lingo like that?
Yes. You want to know what my lingo is?
What's your lingo? Because we're going to use it over here now. On top on the radio, when you say it, we kind of use it here. If it's dope. If it ain't dope, we're going to leave it there.
And it's dope. It's 100K. Let me tell you what it is. You ready?
Uh-huh.
You might need to write it down. You got some pen and paper
you
ready.
You want
to
say Jesus?
Nope, that's not what I'm getting ready to say.
Oh,
it's
see
three
what
words.
You gonna say?
What am I getting ready to say? Three words.
I love God.
Oh, you close.
What?
God
I'm
is
the...
good.
God, amen. All the time.
Man, we just
all the time.
I basically post that just about every other day. God is good. Then sometimes
that's
I'll say
yes.
God is so
yes.
good. God is really good.
Hey.
God is amazing. But that's my
right.
lingo. God is good.
Facebook page administrator, can we get you to post that on the page real quick? God is good.
And Bree, you have the McVeigh Music Group on Facebook as well, right?
That is correct.
Okay, now will y'all be posting, you know, different things on there for people who might wanna follow that page?
Yes. So right now what I've been posting on that page is just, you know, about the song and like, you know, where you can find it at.
Right.
I gotta do better as far as, but that's where you'll find more information about upcoming release. Everything will be there on the McVeigh Music Group page.
Okay, so y'all make sure y'all definitely tap in with that. We're going to make sure we put it up on the Chop On It radio page as well. So when y'all come on there, man, if y'all want to go to there, y'all be able to get it and link directly in to it. Now, Brianna, is there anything else you would like people to know about you, your music, and basically your mission in life, what you said, or what you're doing with your gift that God gave you?
I want to share this, my other lingo, hallelujah. So
that's
I'm a praise and worship leader. I love children, and so I actually teach children, like, what praise and worship is, the purpose and the power of praise and worship. And so hallelujah. Mm. The highest praise. So that's my other lingo. So, you know, you all are more than welcome to use that. You say
we
God
sure
is good. Say hallelujah.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Facebook
okay.
page administrator, please
okay.
post that on the page, please.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank
that
you.
Way
right,
you're
right.
Consistently giving God praise when things are going good in your life, when things are going bad. You happy, sad, no matter what, just say hallelujah. Praise your way through it.
That's right.
Amen. That's right. Okay. Okay. Definitely, definitely. Now,
wait
I got to ask
minute.
You a question,
me...
too. Would you be willing to come on the show a little bit more often and, you know, come sing, you can come worship, you talk about whatever you want to?
Sure. Most definitely. Yeah. I can do
okay.
that.
Okay. 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 Well, we'll definitely, you know, reach out to you and keep in contact with you. You know, I ain't going to hold you up too long. You know, I know you're very busy, too. You got a life as well. We appreciate you for coming on the show. We is going to play your song again because that's a powerful song. But I can say, like everybody already said, is you got a beautiful voice, but you've already known that. You know what I mean? Like Jada Fisher said, so everything's about timing. And it seems like this might be the time for you to walk into that or step into that. And you probably know it better than anybody else, you know what I mean? So, because you're going to know it first before anybody do.
You're right about
so just pray
it.
Over, Yeah, pray over everything and go after it. And anytime, like I said, anytime you got a show or you got new music, you know what I mean, contact us and we'll make sure, you know, we get it in the show, bring you on the show so you can tell the people about it as well.
All right.
Wait, let me ask you, is the studio you record at in Muskogee? Is it in Tulsa?
Actually, it's yes,
hey,
it's in Broken Arrow. It's at my house. So,
oh, shit.
I recorded.
Okay.
So, shout out to my producer again. He's mobile. He actually came here to my house, and we set up in my office, and I recorded Jesus. And the song I'm working on now, I'm recording it at my house again in my office.
Dope. You got to come up with a studio name, man.
Man, so now what that mean is, hold on, what that mean is we gotta go do a live Top On the Radio clip in the studio of Breanna McVay. Man, she said it on the air, y'all. I didn't say it. She said it first.
She said it. Nobody else said
she
it but
said
her.
It first. With the producer. So, bam, man, we appreciate it. We thank you for that invitation. Yeah, we thank you for that invitation, and we're going to make that happen.
We're
going to
appreciate that.
Okay. One more thing I forgot to tell you. Another one. Y'all write this down since y'all want to know my lingo that I say all the time.
What's that?
You ready for this one? This one is four words. You ready?
Yeah.
It's a new season.
Okay.
That's
it's
actually
a new
my
theme.
Song. It's a new season. Yes.
Facebook page.
Okay. Okay.
Season. It's a new day, a fresh anointing. It's coming your way. It's your season of power and prosperity. It's a new season coming to you. God is good. Hallelujah.
Live on
God is good. Hallelujah. It's
man.
A new season.
That's right.
Hey, is that a new record of yours or something?
No, actually it's not. That song is actually pretty old.
Oh,
but
see, you sung it like it was yours. You sung it big. God damn. Boy, I like shit. We appreciate that, man. Real talk.
You're welcome. Now, you have all
now we got all your lingo. We will be using that.
Go right ahead.
Now, I'm telling you. I'm a user.
Yeah.
Thank you. Man, appreciate it. Real talk. Hey, you welcome back anytime. Anytime you got anything going on, please bring it to Top On the Radio.
I sure will. And I thank you
all
so much. Thank you for this opportunity to be on the show.
Thank
you
for coming. Before we go out, I got an inbox, though. A guy want to know, are you single?
Oh, look at that, sir.
Yes, I am.
And she's sick. Oh, my
man.
God.
Y'all fellas tripping out there, man.
Shot. You hear me?
Look,
is
beautiful, talented, smart, God-fearing, strong, independent.
Well,
y'all
Bruce
fellas out there tripping,
like
man. Yeah, they tripping out there, man.
Like
man, they going for... Look, they going for the Rudy Poots, man. They tripping out here, man.
Hey, look
they
out,
tripping,
man.
So there go your answer, man. So, you know, hey, man. Y'all see she said she like
Charleston. Like
Charleston.
Yeah. Like Charleston. These big
states. Oh, yeah. They seen the picture.
Like them,
yeah, they seen the picture.
Like
they
them
think they
them big tomahawks with the butter on it, boy. You hear me?
It's real.
Hallelujah. Quit playing, man. Hallelujah. Quit playing, man.
Now,
Bree,
we're going to take up too much more of your time. I know you got to get back to your stuff. We appreciate
and
you. You're more than welcome to come back on the show.
Channel. quit
yeah.
man. She into real estate. That's that big money. What?
Right, right.
Whoever that is in the inbox, into real estate.
Yeah.
Home camel, boy. Quit playing. Come with that money.
Oh, my
dude, boy. All right, go ahead, my bad. I had
before we let her get out of here, Jag, man, anything you want to say to Brianna before, you know, we let her go?
Man, I'm just saying, like, 100 proud of you. Keep it up. Hey, look, one day, we might have to link up on something, you know. But straight up, handle your business for sure, though. We love the music.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it again, and it's been a pleasure and an honor talking to y'all, and thank you again for your support. Appreciate it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, we're gonna get into this little break. We got YL, man, you want to say something?
No, we will work in the future. Guys, that's
fine. Oh, yeah.
I appreciate you coming to.
Yeah. So we'll help out on our end, you know what I mean, play our part like we supposed to in the position that we in, you know, that's how it's supposed to go. So Chop on the Radio, we got you over here.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to take a real quick break, man. And y'all know we got to take the break and we got to ride out with Brianna McVay. Jeez.
Christ to die is gain. He's the one I need the most.
Big shout out to Brianna McVeigh. Big salute. Now, this is a part and time of the show where, you know, man, we allow people to take a break. And the reason why I'm going to say this is because we love all you, you know what I mean, God-fearing people, you know what I mean? It's for the Lord, man. Hey, we appreciate it. And, you know, that's how we are, too. That's how we are, too. You know what I mean? But if you thought this was just a gospel show, man, this might where you might want to go ahead and, you know what I mean, go on about your night. We appreciate your time because it's time to take a medical break.
I be smoking that medical, get you some money, bitch, that what you better do. Hey, you know me, cause I'm 10 steps ahead of you. Open the business and generate revenue. Don't put that punk ass bitch on no pedestal. I just might eat up the beat like an edible. My face is good in the street, bro, I'm credible. I got the munchies, I'm smoking on cookies. Opportunity with us, so I took it. Mr. O'Clifford, you can't overlook it. I'm an OG, bitch, I'm far from a rookie. I got the sack then, got the pack then, made it back then through the night. I got whatever you want me to say, I'm talking whatever, et cetera, et cetera. I got that back in once or twice. I got that bag then, got the pack in, made it back bend through the night. I want a black bend for my wife. He got a Mac 10 with a light. They got an AK with the knife. These niggas sweet, they don't wanna fight. Real niggas, yeah, we back in the hood. White eye, we ain't rolling no wood. Your ticket low, bro, but they ain't no good. I got a Vietnamese rapping Triple G, and she put Versace on my belt. I got the clip with me, so niggas tripping. Watch how my young niggas gon' sell. I be high, I be smoking that medical, get you some money, bitch, that what you better do. Hey, you know me, cause I'm 10 steps ahead of you. Open the business and generate revenue. Don't put that punk ass bitch on no pedestal. I just might eat up the beat like an edible. My face is good in the street, bro, I'm credible. I got that pack in once or twice. I made it back then, dropped the track then, made the back end couple nights. I had to shake shit up like dice, hustle hard like Antarctica ice. I'm like Kobe Bryant with a mic, taking out to my last flight. I got love for my niggas that's blood. I got love for my niggas that's cuz. Different walks of life, different thugs. But we getting it out the same mud. I done went backtrapping like an addict. All I do is add, no subtracting. Niggas got a stash spot in the attic. Make them bitches disappear like magic. I got to get the paper automatic. Can't go without it, Jack, I got to have it. When it come to making money, I'm fanatic. A couple pints of lean up in the cabin. Whatever I think you need, then I'ma have it. All about green dollars, that cabbage. I'ma get up off my ass and get at it. These niggas wanna sit at home and play Madden. I got $1 million money scheme. Sipping on perks. Serving him green. Fresh off a 3-5 and a bean. Might put a heavy crease in my jeans. I just want more money, I'm a fiend. I just want solid niggas on my team. I drop some more money on the ring. 9 diamonds dancing on my queen. I be high, I be smoking that medical. Get you some money, bitch, that what you better do. Hating on me cause I'm 10 steps ahead of you. Got the pack then, made it back then through the night. I got whatever you want me to say. I'm talking whatever, etc., etc.
I'll take you around the world. me. I love you, I want you for real. I'm not scared to say how I feel. Me and you gon' do what we want, how we want. Tell me all your fantasies, how you were made for me. What makes my love so deep for you? So tell me what you gonna do now. Everything's about you now. All I really wanna do now is love you.
Welcome back to Chop On It Radio, man. Let's get the team back on the air. Night Train, the brand, YL Dallas, Jack D. Official. What's good, man? What's good, famo? Y'all talk to me.
Hey, what's going
what
on?
What happened? Yeah.
I show you true love if you let me.
If you let me.
Hey,
that right
if you
there
let
be going
me.
In.
Hey,
look, YL, look, I'm telling you, man, y'all stop playing with that boy, man. That right there be going
what?
Eat. Man,
I'm ready to pour my wife some wine and feed her grapes and cheese. What's it talking about?
While you playing, I be in here in the cave by myself
it
with the lights on.
I show you man. True love. Well, yeah, you know I think I can sing, bro.
I show you true love if you let me.
I ain't got that YL voice, but shit, I'm there. Hey, what y'all got going, bro? Why, yeah, that whole jamming, famo.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Gotta say, man, big shouts out, man. Big shouts out, OG Harv. OG Redneck, man. Y'all make sure y'all go plug in with him, man.
Yep.
New sponsor, man.
Big,
and he is
sponsor.
Official. Yeah, and he's official special judge for the King of Jerk Championship, too, man. So that's super dope. So y'all stay
October
tuned for that. 30th, that's getting ready to go down. October 30th. Yeah, it's going down, man. So y'all make sure
it's
y'all stay
down.
Tuned for that. And check this out, though. With that right there, man, like we said, man, everything you do, we talked about this last show, it's okay to be unique. It's okay to start things and create things that maybe nobody else is doing. You know what I mean? You don't always have to go with what's trendy. But it's okay to sit down, really create. You know what I mean? Create. And then, you know, do what you got to do to make it happen and see it into reality. And with the King of Jerk Championship, man, in just a short period of time, you feel me, it's already then, you can, I don't like saying trendy, you feel me, but you can basically say, you know what I mean, it is what it is because it has been other things similar to it that has started in other places as well. And that's a beautiful sight to see that. You know what I mean? So,
oh, yeah.
Big shouts out to everybody who was a part. Yeah, we call that Butter Jacket.
But
shouts out.
I'm playing,
but
we appreciate it.
Shouts out to everybody that was a part of this, man, a part of the King of the Jerk. Because we told them, man. We told everybody, man. It's history, man. It's history. And so I know from Wichita to Muskogee, no radio platform, broadcasting platform has did anything like the King of Jerk championship. You know what I mean? So that's real big, man. A lot of people don't understand certain things. So, and nobody was doing that. So, like we said, if anybody out there, y'all decide to do it, hey, we appreciate it. Salute, man. You know, run with it. But you got to make sure you got, you know, you start off with 16 artists. You got to start off with 16 artists. If you don't start off with 16 artists, it's blow. You know what I mean? Regardless. You can't come with a hot eight unless you've been doing it. Unless you done got six championships in, then you come with eight. Well, other than that, man, you got to come with 16. But it's amazing, and I tell people this, man, we be telling folks this all the time. When you sit down and really put your mind and your ideas and your creativity to work and actually create things, man, you never know how many people you can inspire, what people you can inspire. And that'll let you know right there if you got something hot or if you got a good idea. If you got something hot or a good idea, people are going to butter jack it.
Oh, yeah. They got to. They ain't got shit going. That's what happens when you ain't got shit doing. You gonna butter jack some shit.
But
my
yeah.
God damn, that was a good idea. I couldn't do it, so I'm gonna steal it.
Train. Hey, look, that's why I got the Lunchable yesterday and didn't have no cheese in. It was just meat and crackers. For real, the cheese side was empty in the mug. There wasn't no cheese in it.
God, man, that butter jacked you, bro.
I'm talking about, man.
Hey, whoa, Jack, guess what?
Yeah.
Yeah, Megan. Hey, soldier, guess what, soldier? Why, hell, y'all, guess what?
What?
I got the goddamn popcorn, bro. I got the popcorn on his ass. He stunned it on the ass, man.
Hey, look, if anybody out there love me and YL Dallas and a fan of the show, man, go ahead. We would like you to donate us a bag of this, cinnamon crunch toast popcorn that everybody got except for me and YL.
Train,
what you think, though?
No, I ain't get the cinnamon toast crunch. I got the Butterfinger.
What you think?
Come on, y'all going to do it like that.
Right.
Hey, they going to do it like that.
Jack ain't lying.
Listen, that got Snickers.
I'm rubbing it in. Yeah, let me go grab the bag.
Rubbing it in. Hold on. I'm about to go get my bag right now. Don't just rub it in on the. Oh, right.
Nick, I've been eating these hoes all day. I've been waiting on this show today. I don't even smack, but I want to smack on these hoes, because Jab was...
Yo, this is Teddy Murphy, letting you know you on Chop On It with the Mister. Check out my interview on Chop On It Radio. Tune in.
I don't know why Petty shit just played, man. Did Petty call in or something? I don't know why I jumped on there. I was getting ready to bring a number on, but we got to reboot.
God damn it. Petty Ghost,
we got
to
reboot.
Doing, man?
I don't know.
I'm surprised Ghost didn't do the Petty laugh, man.
Hey.
God, I don't know. So, hey, whoever that was, man, I was getting ready to bring a call on the line. They had been on since the start of the show. But y'all just give us just a few minutes. We rebooting the system. We'll get the system back up. I don't know.
Man,
this wind be blowing hard, too, man. So it's been knocking electric and stuff out. But, man, check this out. The King of Jerk, man. Let's get back to the King of Jerk, man. The King of Jerk Championship, right? With the 16 artists, man. Breaking it down. Now we down to round two, part one, Jerking East. From the East bracket, right?
Yep,
three of them from the East bracket don't have audio drops, so it's three of them who, depending on the outcome with this round, you know, might have a sudden death round. that they got to go through. Gauntlet, you can say, the Oklahoma drill, however you want to call it, they got another round they're going to go through. So possibly whoever comes back, and whoever comes back to go up against that song has the opportunity to knock them out of the competition and take their slot. And the only reason why that is because you have to sit in your audio drops. And now, this is the thing. We put all information in the promo, you know what I mean, that's on social media, and we put it on the promo that's on the radio show. If you don't pay attention, if you don't pay attention or you don't tune into the shows, that ain't really on us. If it's in the promo, it's in the on the radio show, hey, man, we fulfill our obligation to let you know. Now, if you inbox us and ask us questions and you say, hey, man, do y'all need the audio drop and we fail to tell you, then that's on us. But other than that, no, you got to pay attention. It's just what it is. Everybody grown. Because everybody on the West bracket got their audio drops in. And it was people on the East bracket who did have their audio drops in that didn't make it, you know, to this round, which you never know, they might be coming back. And at the end of this, when it gets down to one person, that one person going to be crowned the king or queen of Jerk Championship 1. And shout out to Sasha Blanco, because she's off in it on the West side.
Well,
she's the only female artist. Shouts out Lil Glocka. Lil Glocka, what was he, 15? Lil Glocka, shouts out Lil Glocka. We got youth in it. Yeah.
5-0.
Yeah, he's 15 years old. He's off the side of the king of...
15-year-old swept the floor.
He made history, man. He made history on top on the radio.
Yeah. 15 years old, man. Ain't got the possibility.
And he was tuned in. He done a mini interview. After his son got done,
that's right.
That boy schooled, run that boy on. He done an interview. hey, by the way, let me say this, Sergeant.
Go ahead.
Shout out to Schooler, man. Go check his YouTube show out, man. School's a Ham. That boy shit a fooly wooly, man. Y'all niggas stop that hating on my nigga, man. Go show that boy the support, man. That nigga out there winning. Schooler brought that boy on and done a mini interview after his son went 5-0. The nigga was tuned in. The nigga was ready. Called in, done a mini interview. Nigga got some free promo in.
And he got his drop. He had his drop in too. You feel me? He had sent his drop in early. It wasn't last minute or nothing like that. You know what I mean? So he did his thing too, man. But like I said, it's been. Go ahead, Y.
Now, if say one of the artists that didn't have their audio what if they were to send their audio drop in before Saturday? Would that make them safe?
No, it's already locked and loaded. They can send their audio drop in and we'll still play it. It can get played. But far as in them being safe, it's already in.
Man, we got to be denied ready made as official, like when we start when we started promo for the tournament, you know what I mean?
Yeah, audio drop was one of the requirements, so they can send it in to get aired, but
it was a requirement.
You know, I felt like that might end up being a question that's going to be asked. So I figured I'd get it over with.
Right. And see, and that's why too, man, we real big on, I know a lot of people, especially artists, move fast. Boom, 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 move fast. And a lot of people moving and working and jerking. But sometimes when you're involved in things, you got to read the instructions. You got to read the requirements or what you're supposed to be doing. You know what I mean? You that's on you. You know what I mean? If you got a management team or anything like that, then that's, you know, something that they might be handling. But if you don't, that's on you. You know what I mean? That's on you As long as the situation is put out the proper stuff that they supposed to, it's on you to read those materials. You know, we talked about this, like everything ain't a picture book. You know what I mean? You can't just look for the picture. Sometimes you got to read what's in the promo. Yeah.
You see that goddamn little bitty star? Quit playing.
Yeah, you gotta read, man. And when you read, you'll find it.
That asterisk, that's what that's for right there. That means pay attention.
Yeah.
And that's what it be. Yeah, and that's all it be right there. Sometimes, you know, moving and stuff real fast, but you got to remember, you know what I mean? Also, too, we put this out there on the show about calling in, doing your round. So, you know what I mean? These are things you got to be tuned in to hear. Everything in life is not really just handed to you, right? And when opportunities come, how you handle those opportunities says a lot about yourself and your brand. Regardless of what you say, what level anybody on, that don't mean anything. But how you handle with your brand in situations like these lets people know just how confident and how much you're behind your brand in these type of situations. So, you know, that's on you. That ain't on us. That's on you. That's what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Because it's a lot of information out there, and I don't know, you just got to pay attention. And sometimes you're like, okay, man, I got a show. Now, this is a thing, though. Now this is a thing. I get on all these helmets. Because when you got a show, right, you don't forget that show date. You don't not show up at that show date when it's time for you to perform. See,
and
now this is where we get off into.
Hold on, soldiers. And half of these niggas are doing open mics. Don't play. Y'all can't do them shows. But y'all don't get them hoes.
Hey, Train.
But
Train.
Yeah.
I know one thing they don't forget.
What's that?
They don't forget to show up to work and get their paycheck on Friday, goddamn me.
There it is. That's real. That's real. And basically where all that lead to is, you know what I mean? That's your product. Your song is your product, and that's a representation of your brand out there. So calling in a 15-year-old young man, you know what I mean, in the competition, and I'm going to keep it 100K. I didn't know Lil Glocka was 15 until that night. That night, that's when I found out he was 15. I knew he was a younger, younger man, younger gentleman, but I did not know he was 15 years old. So
yeah,
I thought he was
like 19, man, 20.
Right. Yeah, me too. So, I mean, but that show you something right there. That show you something. And it ain't nothing about, imagine people or nothing. But that 15-year-old young man had that energy. And the people around him, you know what I mean, probably say, hey, man, you off in that competition, call in. I ain't saying they did that. But he got people around him that will say that. You know what I mean? Because they look out for him. So that's another thing. Yeah. A lot of people, you got partners, you got homies and this stuff like that. If they done seen you in this promo and the show get ready to go on and they ain't reaching out to you like, hey, man, you're round up. Or, hey, man, they breaking your song tonight and you ain't on, and you ain't got one of them partners like, hey, man, you ain't going to call in. You got to start looking at the people that's around you.
What?
Because every opportunity could be an opportunity for you to gain and grow, right? Gain and grow, man. So definitely, artists that's inside the King of Jerk Championship, we always said from the beginning, you know what I mean, with your music in it, it's not a live performance to where you got to show up at the venue, you know what I mean? And in your round, if your round up, even if you don't make it, your round being up and you don't make it past that, you on the line to chop, you still going to get in, get your promo in. You ain't got to come on salty. But, hey, your 100K, if you feel salty, then, hey, let that shit out. We ain't going to pick no – we don't pick no favorites. Our judges don't pick no favorites. I guess judges, they speak real. And they speak – their votes is all respected, man, because some of the guest judges don't know anybody that's in the playlist. You know what I mean? They don't know not anybody that's in the King of Jerk Championship. Never heard any of their music before. So you getting a rare friend. And that's why I said, man, I spoke on this too. I asked a question, and a lot of people was afraid to answer the question. Do people think that these big DJs, and it's not a knock DJs or nothing, but do people think that these, do they people think these big DJs, these big name A&Rs and these big name radio stations and big name people are the only people who can review your music and tell you, you know, give you feedback from your music? Why would you think that when the people that's buying your music are not them people?
I don't get it. That shit got to make sense to me. Make that shit make sense.
So you go, you pay, and sometimes you pay to get your music reviewed on these shows by these people to tell you if they like your music or not, when it's the people that's really the ones that's investing in your music. What sense does that make?
And they ain't going to do shit for you.
You know, I always thought about that, like, that doesn't make any sense, especially in the age that we live in now, in the access that we have now. Why pay, and it's a, I don't like saying clout, we used to call it high side, and it's a high side factor, you feel me, and I understand that, but them are not the only people that can tell you if your song is hot or not. Getting it out to the normal people and people that's up under that level, that's your everyday people that's most likely to invest in your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're going to get them DJs. They might be pushing your stuff, but they're not the ones purchasing your stuff. They're not the ones streaming your stuff. They're not the ones watching
and
your
videos.
Everybody don't club.
You feel what I'm saying?
But, so, right. Yeah. A lot of people talk about this game, but they don't be real. They don't be 100K with this, man. Like, you know what I mean? They sell that false dream of this and that, man, and that ain't really what it is. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta pay attention. You gotta pay attention, and you gotta man really grind, but learn, man, learn your lane and learn things about it. And if you got an opportunity to do it, you know what I mean? Do it, jump on it, man, because it's only gonna help you in the end. Now I will say, man, it's a lot of people. I ain't gonna say a lot of people, but it's a couple of people that should have been in the King of Jerk Championship that never even sent they song in, because after they agreed to get in, you know, you never heard from them again. You know, and I feel like it's kind of funny, because we could have put them in with a blank by their name because of no song, and then would have got 5-0 in the first round. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could have did that, but we ain't like that. You know what I mean? I'm just saying,
we
though,
ain't,
but
we ain't
people
on that
would be
blow
mad. Yeah,
I,
people would be
I,
mad because that would be blow up.
Man, I got a nation, man, about submitting the song. Then we was like, nah, man, don't even think you be fair to the competition, man.
Yeah. Because we have people on our side that want to get in. when we do that, we got a fresh judge panel that's going to bring in, and, you know, they're going to judge it. You feel me? If any of us is in there, you know what I mean? You won't get us as judges. So we keep it all the way 100K, man. But, yeah, but definitely it's an opportunity, man. Back to it's an opportunity, man, for a little bit of everybody, because this is just one, right? And shout out to our sponsors, man, as well, man. Her Life, Her Right, publishing company. Big shouts out, man. Y'all go check it out on Facebook, man, the email. We can drop the link on the page from time to time as well. So we'll be sharing that again. Authors out there. Man, hey, we drop jewels about, you know, your artists, which, you know, y'all writing all the time, man, getting in the, being authors and stuff like that, man. You know, I could tell you, you know, it's an idea, but people like that, the company like that can actually make it happen. You know what I mean? I can't make it happen for you. You know, Chop on the Radio, we can't make it happen for you. But we know somebody who can make it happen for you, and that's Her Life, Her Right Publishing Company. You did. So y'all make sure y'all go check that out, man. Spice it up, man. Think outside the box and get that business in. You know what I mean? Get that business in. Also, like we said, big shout out to OG Hard, man. OG Redneck, OG Hard. Y'all definitely go check him out, man. Coco Red. Y'all already know Coco Red. Turnhead.
Make him hate on me.
Yeah, man. Shout out for real. For real. So, man, Jag the Official, man. I know you got a new song, man, that you had dropped, man. I know you got some things that you're working on behind the scenes too. Far as in the artist side of you, what would you look at the King of Jerk Championship? What, from your eyes and from the artist side? You know what I mean? I know you got the producer side too, but from the artist side, man, you know what I mean? What would you look at?
I mean, like, shit, if I was an artist, man, I would be looking at it as an opportunity. Because for one, you know, we as people, we like confrontation, you know. We love it. Whether it's on TV, whether it's on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram Live, Facebook Live, it don't matter. You know, so to, you know, to see a competition that's, you know, really talking about something, man, it draw a lot of attention, man. You know, especially when, you know, you're talking about like King of Jerk or who got the hottest single or whatever, you know. So as an artist, you should be prepared, man, to really just jump in each and every avenue you can, you know, especially if it's going to be beneficial for you.
Hold on, Femo. You touched on something. You said hottest single. Didn't we do something like that before?
Yeah, we did.
Just for those, you know what I mean, people that, you know, we 100K, we're going to be on no blow up with the hottest single, man. How did that play out? What was that?
Man, say, A success is always. Turned out real nice.
Right, right. And I think we gave a beat away from Metro Boomin to the winner. Official beat, yeah. You know what I mean? Not no blow, it was official beat to Metro Boomin. Live event, you know what I mean? A live event. And kind of like the Kings of Jerk, the who got the hottest single, you know what I mean, was a live event, kind of similar to the King of Jerk, but, you know what I mean, it was that night at the venue. Artists that was on the show came and rocked, did their thing, put their best, you know, perform their best song, you know what I mean, and won a prize, you know what I'm saying? So it's just different things like that, too. But like I said, it's all in the body of work. And when you watch people, And you start getting into their vibe or you support them and stuff, it's always good to check their body of work out, and you'll see certain things. You can see the growth or you can see the connection to the creativity that or their style. And once you can understand that, then you can understand how to utilize the people's resources a little bit better or the platforms a little bit better. A lot of people jump out there gung-ho, and other people ain't going to really tell you the best way to utilize their platform, right? Because they after certain things. But it's ways that you can really utilize certain platforms for your, what you're doing. But you got to figure out, you know what I mean, like the type of people.
Hey, look, I know what it is, Famo. I know what it is. What it is, these artists, man, they're paid to do like a Def Jam showcase or whatever, whatnot. And they be hella prepared for that shit and going there with the wacky shit they got. People put you in a position where you can come with the hottest shit you got for free. You still come lacking. It's free. You ain't have to do no work. You ain't have to pay for nothing. All you have to do is line your ducks up.
That's right. And artists, nobody can complain because it is opportunities out there. Now, this is one big thing, too, right? Check this out. When COVID hit and shut down everything, right, and there wasn't no going to the club performing, cats was into the doing things more virtual. Why you stop? I'm going to use the King of Jerk. Yeah, I'm going to use King of Jerk as an example. You know what I mean? Since that's what we got going on, I'm going to use that as an example. All right. What you learned during the time that we were shut down on how to keep pushing as far as what you're doing on your online presence or your virtual presence, why have you now slacked up on that? Because of that ban has been lifted. when it showed you at that time, it forced you to learn a different way on how to get yourself out there. That ain't something that you pick up and drop. That's something that you use and put it into your plan and let it adapt with it. But it taught you right there. They forced all of us to see, get your online, your media presence up, whether it be your radio, your social media, websites, whatever that type of stuff is. That's what's booming. That's what's popping. That's where the attention is. But, I mean, you know, it's just all how you look at it. You feel me? But if you, that's where all the attention is, man. So that's why all the, you know, we talked about brand ambassador positions and things like this. This is why companies is doing these things, because of the visuals, the reach, the potential, the demographics. So all that you learned during the shutdown, there's no reason not to be applying it now and what's going on now. That was just an added tool, man, to your arsenal that showed you another way, more extra way to add behind you. I see a lot of people backed off for certain opportunities. It's like, man, you don't learn something like that and don't apply. You learn it and you run with it. Yeah, you learn it and run with it, because everybody know it's people out there you don't know. You say this all the time, man. I don't know everybody that Jag the Official know. Jag the Official don't know everybody I know. That's life, right? That's life. So what would I have to do so those people might know me? I mean, I might have to cross into Jag the Official world. Not on no snake stuff, but if they see me doing right by him, treat him right, support him and all of that, then they might tend to come and see what I got going on. Now, it's people out there that teach you grimy ways how to steal people's fan bases and stuff like that, and I ain't with that. It's actually people that post videos, you know what I mean, that you can go watch and do all that, man. I ain't into that type stuff. You feel me? You get it the hard way, step by step, brick by brick, everything official, everything organic. You know what I mean? But you can do the game however you want to. A lot of people pay for views, pay for likes, pay for followers, and it's real. It's people all the time, man, that'll jump in your inbox and, hey, man, $5, I get you 100 views. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
$20, I get you 1,000 followers on IG. So you got to, you know, everything you see, you got to take with a grain of salt, man, because a lot of people, when they say they invest, yeah, they invest. They invest in them followers, them likes, them numbers, and by that way to get them numbers beefed up. And how we're trained, the bigger the numbers, the more likely we gonna tap into it or look at it or see what's going on. And there's been studies done about this. People, even with posts, and people be thinking, oh, why they ask, not us, but why they asking people to like they post or share they post? Because when a person is scrolling on social media and see a post that has no likes, it's not a lot of people who really wants to be the first person to hit the like on that a lot of times. A lot of people will keep scrolling. Now a person come back, see that post again with 4 other likes on there, they're going to hit that like. Studies, y'all go look it up yourself. Studies out there that show that. There's a lot of people who don't want to be the first person to like your shit. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it might go one way or the other, whatever. But there's studies out there to prove that. So there's just different things like that. You know what I mean? It's just different things like that you can learn yourself. That'll help what you got going on when it comes to your social media and those type of things. I always, people, you don't got to agree with this. I put it like this. Every day they should see you. And if they don't see you, that's because they ain't looking. But it should be presented there. It should be out there. It should be out there. And why I feel like that? Because everything that's successful has a promotion, a promotional, a marketing, or advertising plan that is effectively running, consistently feeding whatever image they pushing, whatever products they pushing, whatever they company stand on, slogan, whatever it is, constantly, consistently pumping to the people. And if it's working, how come it can't work for people that's not them? So that's how I see it. So, cause I actually, man, used to have people when I was in Wichita, like, damn, man, every day I jump on, all I see is this lyrics and flow to show this, lyrics and flow to show this. Uh-huh, but now you're saying it. Now you're saying lyrics and flow to show. Mission accomplished.
Right.
Top on the radio same way. Even though it was few people here, you know what I mean, in my hometown, Muskogee, that was, you know, knew about Top on the Radio and stuff like that, man, when I was in Kansas. Of course, you know, the Femos are still here, so people around them knew about it in their circles. There's a lot of other people that didn't really know about it until, you know what I mean, they started really just seeing it when I came back here, not knowing that we actually had team members here the whole time in Muskogee, if they wasn't paying attention. But it's a lot of moves that are being made, and people don't know certain things, ain't seen certain things and nothing like that, man. But that's why I always say in a nutshell, you never know who watching or not. So when the opportunity is presented, jump on it. When you got a chance to attach your brand, your logo, things like that to certain things like race cars do, if you in places like Oklahoma, I can't wait to the next rodeo season because, you know what I mean, Shasta, after we got some bull riders with patch placement, all these type of things, you know what I mean? When you go to high school football games, you see, you know, different businesses who then, you know, pay for their sponsorship to get their banner up there, they sign up there and things like that, man. People overlook things, man, but that's how you got to do it. That's how you got to push your product. You got to keep that promotional, that advertising, or that marketing consistent, and it got to be out there. It got to be out there, man. That's if you ready to go full-blown with it. You know what I mean? I ain't saying take on more than what you can handle, because that's key, too. Schooler broke that down last show, man. Don't be filling your whole plate and you got, you know, eggs in the basket over here, eggs in the basket over here, eggs in the basket over here, and you can't complete nothing. That's madness. That's insanity. And a lot of people get trapped up and they're doing that, trying to do too much. So don't never bite off more than you can chew. Got to say that, man. You might bite off just a little bit just to keep you motivated, but don't swamp yourself down, bog yourself down to where you lose interest or you start losing the passion, and it becomes like a negative feeling in doing it instead of that positive, inspiring feeling when you're doing it. Because that's all what it really boiled down to, right? How you feel about doing what you're doing?
Yeah.
Should be the same way with your marketing, your promotion, and advertisement, man. I know a cat, man. I seen where a rap cat, man, I think it was down south, man, put his stuff up on a billboard, man. Paid, put his promo on a billboard. You know what I mean? And numbers, by the freeway where he was living, numbers jumped up. Just different things like that, man. Different things, man. I can't give out too many of my little things, man. I didn't told people because I'm waiting to see if they didn't started doing it yet. Because in Muskogee, man, Muskogee is like for a marketing, or advertisement, promotion, a person, man. It's if you invest and you got the money to buy certain things and do certain things, it's wide open around here. It's a lot of techniques and things that's not really being done. And if you pay attention and you watch these things, business owners who do have business here, man, it's things that they can do that's going to easily, you know, put them out there on the front line.
Yeah.
But in other cities, too. In other cities, too. But I can't, you know, I'm not there now. I'm here in Muskogee. So in Wichita, you know what I mean, same thing. It was things people could have done there to take in more because other people was doing it and taking advantage of it, and it was working. So it just really would have come down to, man, you know. You knew. Just don't bite off more than you can chew, man.
Know.
YL Dallas, man, is you still there with us, man? YL Dallas still on there with us, man? This is shocking.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, man. You thugging it out with us, huh?
I'm trying to. You know, I just had to stuff my face, so.
Right, straight up. And, you know, also, too, man, we do a lot of history here on the show, man. And big shouts out, man, for those listeners that contacted, you know, people we know and letting us know that they liking the history chop sessions that we do, man. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. We appreciate y'all for listening to them and taking interest in them. And it's surprising, man, when you hear, you know, people, your elders, you know what I mean? People, your elders, man, that tune in and listen to that history and that type of things like that, mixed up in the type of things that you doing. You feel me? So that is crucial, man. And they go back to what we were saying on the show, man. You can be unique. You just never know, man. But you can't give up. You got to push for what you pushing for. Man, do it from the heart, man. I would tell you, pray over everything you do. If you don't believe like that, then do whatever it is that you do over what you do, that's what you do. So everybody that believes otherwise, you know, pray over everything, man. You got to pray over everything.
Yeah, like I told Wyatt earlier. Look, sometimes it ain't about what you're doing, man. It's about how you do it, man.
That's real. Well, I'm going to say this. If I was an artist, right, and I was inside the King of Jerk Championship, I'm going to be 100K. You feel me? Because I had to be that person on the radio show that never got to talk, but I was supposed to be a part of the team, but I never got to really talk or really say anything. If you follow the show, y'all know that's hard for me. But I did that for a couple of years. You know what I mean? Just sitting playing the bench man. But doing that, man, doing that, sitting playing the bench man, I learned a lot. I was able to soak up a lot of information that was being said, a lot of information that was being sent. You know what I mean? Listening to people, Jag the Official, he could tell you, man, he was right there, you know, through the whole thing as well. We learned, we soaked up a lot. We soaked up a lot, yeah. Man. And one thing that I can say as an artist, when these type of things go on with platforms like this, with your audio, I'll be maxing them out, man. I definitely be tuned in, you know, when it comes time in my round up. Unless, you know, if I got something popping that night and I can't do it, you know, that's understandable. But if not, man, I would be calling into the show, man. You know what I mean? I'm gonna get my promo in. So I'm gonna let them know, hey man, I'm in on the line, man. No matter if I win or not, I'm gonna get my promo in. I'm gonna soak it all up. I'm sharing, doing these type of things because that's a good look for your fan base. Your fan base love to see you working.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, Samo, I ain't gonna lie to you. With me as an artist, if I was in the King of Jerk, I'm going after that trophy. Like, all bullshit
aside, yeah,
I'm trying to beat everybody. I'm trying to get the trophy.
Oh, yeah. Straight up. Of course. Oh, yeah. Everything. Oh, yeah. That's the main mission.
That's the perk, you know what I mean? Everything y'all been saying about it, you know, about the fan base being able to get bigger and things of that nature, that's the perks of it. But I'm trying to get that trophy.
And if people just add on that, didn't nobody really grasp on to what was created, man, we told you early in the show, it's somebody that already created a similar, I don't know if I can call it a championship, but a similar type deal to what the King of Jerk is, man. You know what I mean? So that right there, you know, that's confirmation, man. All confirmation.
Man.
That's confirmation.
Yes, sir.
It's a cool idea. Cool idea, man. Cool idea. Like we said, you bring in a whole lot of people together in the sense of what not having them face-to-face, but look at all them different fan bases, all them different walks of life. You got the possibility to do what you do if you know how to do what you do. If not, it's going to blow over your head. It's going to fly right over your head. It's going to fly right over your head, man. You feel me? It's going to fly right over your head. But your fan base likes to see your work. And y'all know, man, and you got to look, too, at people that you do the work for and how they feel about your work. And, you know, if they giving you good reports and you got good rapport with them, then that ought to motivate you, too. You know what I mean? To keep pushing and keep doing what you're doing, but keep putting your stuff out there, man. Keep putting your stuff out there. Don't never let nobody tell you you shouldn't be pushing like this, or you shouldn't be promoting on this day, or you shouldn't be promoting like this, you should be putting this out there at this time. Look, man, it's people that jump on all these different platforms at different times of the day, 24 hours a day, right? Everybody got their different times. They are available to jump on different platforms. So when they have that time, boom, they going to jump on there. Right, so you throw yours up at the beginning of the day, they might not see that when it comes this time, when they jump on social media. Look how many people done posted something else, or if y'all friends, then, yeah, you might get that notification. On Twitter, you post it one time, you go back, it's a million things you got to scroll through to get back to that one thing that got posted earlier that day. Mm-hmm. But the demographics, the type of people, a lot of people our age and older work jobs, so they only free at certain times, certain time frames they got their free time. So all of that goes into your demographics and your marketing, your promotion, your advertising, all that go into that. That's how I look at it, that's how we look at it. All that information goes into your moves, and that's how you can tell when people just do stuff because they think they can do it, or they know they, you know what I mean, think, well, let me try this, that's cool. But you can tell they really know certain things, and it's all right, but you got to learn sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, even with Chop on the Radio, sometimes the hours we go on, that's because we go on, that's prime time hours for Blog Talk Radio. So that's the time. That's the times that the most people around the world are tuning in to the Blog Talk Radio platform. So certain times we go on air is inside those prime time hours. Why would we not?
Right,
and then people wonder why. Well, damn, man, how did they jump up to 50,000 listeners like that? You pay attention to these things. When you can pay attention to certain things, you know how to move in these certain lanes.
So, yeah.
Got to take notes and apply.
That's real. Well, man, Jack the Official, Knights, YL Dallas, man, anything y'all want to say before we get out of here?
Man, salute everybody tapped in, man. It's a great show, you know. Like, it goes down, you know. We keep it jerking over here on Chop on this radio.
Right like that.
Straight like that, man. Hey, also, if you want your music played, make sure you email us, choponliradio@gmail.com, MP3 wave format, and make sure you send in your audio drop. Real quick, YL, man, bust down the audio drop.
Hey, this is YL Dallas. You can catch me on Chop on the Radio. Say it like that. Say your name, Chop on the Radio. Get the audio drop. We in it.
Straight like that. Jack the Official, man. Go ahead, bust down with the audio drop.
Hey, y'all, check this out, man. It's your boy, Young Jack, the Official, representing my own 10. Shouts out to Chop on the Radio, man. You can catch us right here, man, going live, jerking.
Straight like that, man. So make sure you get your audio drops in, man. Hey, appreciate everybody that was rocking with us. Till next time, baby. Keep jerking a lot. We out.